Let us turn our attention to the weather. And a beautiful morning it is indeed. The temperature at 54 degrees. Let us bring in the man who was once again absolutely perfect. Pat Pagano. Pat, first of all, remember our conversation yesterday morning?
Refresh my memory.
You just didn't understand why the National Weather Service put up a wind advisory for us and not for other places.
Right.
And then so who ended up getting the wind? The other places.
The places that didn't have the advisory.
So good call on that. You said good call on that. We didn't get the wind. We got a ton of rain, but we did not get the wind.
I just don't understand, how they do it, but they're the ones that are in charge of that. I know that New York City, they did not have an advisory out, and then they had to put an advisory out for the wind. Back there were parts of New York City that had wind gust yesterday, 61 miles an hour. So, today is not going to be as windy, but windy. What do I mean by that? 15 to 25 gust in the 30s, and there'll be showers. Light, very, very light, low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 30s, and partly cloudy and windy, only in the mid-40s Wednesday. So it'll be a cooler day, but nothing that you would scream about. Sun and clouds and breezy, 50 Thursday, cloudy Friday, 45 to 50. There may be a little bit of spotty light rain coming in on Friday. And the verdict is still out for the weekend. You should see some of the stuff this morning. I mean, the Euro is still insisting nothing is going to happen over the weekend. But meanwhile, the initial American model came out and said Sunday. The Canadian model came out and said Saturday. Then the American model was updated this morning, and it came out and said Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know if it's going to rain all weekend. I don't know what day of the weekend it is going to rain, but the Euro is the odd man out right now, saying that it will not do a thing over the weekend. So I think it will be very interesting to see what the Euro does as we go through the week. Does it hold its ground and the others change, or does it, change according to the other models? We shall see.
That kind of reminds me of, remember Don Imus, Imus in the Morning?
Yeah.
He used to have a song, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus on the dashboard of my car.
I guess I don't know that because I didn't listen to him.
No, why he's dead now. So if you listen to him, if you listen to him now, you'd be dead.
That would be interesting, right?
But anyways, so whenever I hear rains or whenever I hear about heavy rains, now I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like precipitation is coming directly from the south north. Everything's just like it's streaming north.
You may be right. What area are you looking at?
I'm looking at a general area which includes New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and stuff like that. And there's precipitation like in New York State, like in Columbia County, on a Columbia County line, and it's just going straight north. I know everything else that's on this radar screen appears to be going north, actually, maybe a little northwest.
Right. The precip across New York State is definitely moving south to north and across Pennsylvania. But then when you get into Michigan and Ohio and western PA, the precip is coming from the northwest and moving southeast because there's an upper air low over Lake Ontario. And so it's pulling moisture up on the eastern side from south to north, and then it's pulling moisture down in the form of snow on the western side. Portions of western New York, Niagara, Buffalo, Jamestown, Erie, Pennsylvania, Cleveland, they're going to get snow anywhere from 6 to 12 inches today into this evening.
God bless them.
Aren't you glad you're not there?
Is it going to come as far east as Syracuse?
I don't see that happening right
okay.
now.
All right. No. Because this is all lake effect, right? Just because the water.
That is correct. Yeah.
once again, we explained to everybody that that when you get heavy winds at the beginning of the winter, well, as long as the Great Lakes aren't frozen over, you get heavy winds. It picks up all the moisture and then dumps it in the form of those snow squalls, which are absolutely unbelievable along the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pick up 12 inches of snow in like 2 hours.
I mean, it's like a blizzard. There's no doubt about it.
You know, people don't understand how unique that situation is. I mean, that really is a unique situation because it's not a high altitude, but when you get the cold weather moves in and then all that water's there for energy, it really is an amazing meteorology. I'm surprised there haven't been more specials done on it on the Weather Channel and other TV channels because people would love watching that stuff because it's really amazing when you see some of the totals that come out of those snow squalls.
Yeah. And again, there's a lot of parameters that have to be just right to get the lake effect snow.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, oh, great, the wind will come off the lake, we'll get
No.
Not necessarily. Everything's got to line up. And, you know, I know because I forecasted the weather in Syracuse for about 15 years, and I would dread the winter. Because, of course, that's when I had to work the hardest. But, you know, it was like ridiculous because for the city in Syracuse, you know, you'd put out a forecast and say lake effect snow and snow showers, accumulations 6 to 12 inches, but higher, closer to the lake. You know, so all of a sudden now the city gets 18 inches and that places closer to the lake get less than that. And we'd switch around. It was very, very difficult. To try to forecast and be, you know, locally accurate up there. But, you know, the people up there, you know, they used to it. And, I mean, think about it. Us down here, 18 inches of snow ties everything up. Up there, 18 inches of snow, they're running. They're running a couple hours later.
And you know what's interesting up there? This is many, many years ago. When I was working in Kingston, New York at WKNY, I would go visit friends who lived in Cooperstown, okay? And I during the winter, I'd probably visit them 3 or 4 times. One winter, I went up on my second visit, drove up Route 28 and all through Oneonta and got to Cooperstown and went to bed that first night on Friday night, woke up Saturday morning, and it started to snow. It stopped snowing at about 6 o'clock in the evening, and 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get out, so I had to call. I called work, and thank God I had a young general manager, Joe Schuler, who understood a little bit about lake effect snows because it was like a lake effect snow squall. And I told him I couldn't make it in. Well, by the time Sunday evening came on, all the streets were perfectly clean because they didn't know how to deal with it. So on Monday morning, I left and literally heading back to Kingston, 8 miles I traveled. In 8 miles, there was no snow. None. 8 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all gone.
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was my only experience with a lake effect snow squall. Literally, I drove 8 miles and the snow went from like 18, 19, 20 inches down to 17, 15, 10, 2, and boom, gone. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So.
Wow. Yeah, that is unbelievable. I know. And you have to experience it because you could say all you want about it, but if you're not in it, forget it. I've never been in lake effect snow. But I know one of our guys who used to work here, Bob Hepler, he was up in Watertown, and they get it there. And he said it would just come in, you would think it was fog coming in from off the lake. He said, and it wasn't. He said it was snow with, you know, zero visibility.
Yeah.
And he said it's also a very fine snow. So it's not like, you know, big flakes. It's a very fine snow. So therefore, he said, in order for a fine snow to produce zero visibility, you know it has to be coming down furious.
And it's wet snow.
Well, sometimes it's wet. Other times it's dry.
This was really wet. But
yeah.
But I'm glad I only experienced it once in my life.
Yeah, once we experience enough here, right? In New England.
Yeah, yep, once is enough. In New England. I'll take our snowstorms like we get them, where, you know, they're 8 to 10 hours. Yeah, you can get anywhere from 6 to 20 inches, sometimes 30 inches. But it comes at a reasonable rate. I was just amazed that so much snow fell in such a short period of time. So anyways. That's my little input into.
Yeah, and that's it. So, you know, relatively quiet for us until we see what that storm is going to do for the weekend.
And that'll be rain once again for us.
It's rain.
Now, how much rain did you get in your gauge yesterday?
I picked up almost 2 inches.
Yeah, I would figure we had a little over an inch and a half of rain. It just came down and just
yeah.
And for hours and hours, it really did.
Yeah, most places got 1 to 2 inches. There were some local amounts of 3. And wind-wise, the wind was on the average 25, 30 miles an hour. And the gust anywhere from 40 to 62, 63 miles. Oh, no. Plum Island on Long Island had a wind gust to 69 miles per hour.
And we didn't get any wind gusts like that. We had wind that was 10, 15, I would say maybe 20 mile an hour, you know, blowing off and on, but nothing like that. Nothing like that at all.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. There was a lot of damage, I think, in the lower Hudson Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Pat, I guess we'll just see what happens with the weather tomorrow. That's all you can do.
That is all we can do. In the meantime, have a great Tuesday.
All right, Pat, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.